you ever been to a volcano?
When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just formed a fucking wall!
That's what you said, man.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers!
That's terrible.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, an inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, as always, is my brother in basketball, John Hill. John, hello. Welcome.
Thank you for that introduction, Matt.
Yeah, that was, you know, that's how we do it each week.
I really appreciate it. It makes me feel good inside.
Yep, and joining us from Fox Sports, Dan Carson.
Yo, what's good?
And John, you want us to do our Twitter up top?
Let's do the tweets, the promotions. I don't think people make it past the first 30 seconds.
That's true.
We're like the accidental.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Maybe last week because of our audio issues. This week, hopefully, all our audio issues are fixed. That was a one-time thing. We had to record in my house.
It was rough. And then the sound mixer was very racist and sold us out. Yeah.
And mixed John way down. It was way up.
It was very racist.
So,
yeah.
White privilege, man.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Well, that's what happened. We found out that he put
leveling.
He put the white guy filter on it, because Matt had told him I was a white guy. He was like, I listen to the pod. Matt says it like 8 times. You're a white dude. Then he put the filter on. It took out way too much because I'm only half white. So it's like, it just the balance.
It picks up the nasal tones real well.
White words matter more. Yeah, is that what you just said?
Yeah, I mean, just
Matt's really coming around. But there was a lot of Civil War talk that we probably shouldn't get into that Matt was really...
Come on, you're making me sound bad. I'm just saying I'm a Civil War buff. I just like the Civil War. Civil War, more interesting than this year's NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just go Civil War. No, but first, I'm at Tweet of Matt Hill.
I am at J Hill Namin.
Dan.
I am at the Dr. Carson.
And you can get at Super Hoopers on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can get us at T Public.
Yeah, T Public. Yeah, get the wash brand strong.
We got some good hanky shirts. We got J.R. Smith shirt. We got a whole bunch of stuff.
I guess we should talk about these playoffs. Or we could talk about the Civil War if you want.
Hey, how about...
I mean, really, we could talk about surfing. You guys want to talk about pro surfing?
Oh my gosh.
John, should we do an...
I kind of prefer it at this point.
Should we change the pod from NBA? I mean, the NBA has been so bad that we should maybe
Super
just...
Surfers.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
Let's
Super
do
surfers.
The research. What are the best podcasts out there?
The best surfing podcasts?
No. Ooh, is there a surfing podcast?
I don't know there's one. I don't know, but I might start one.
What would a surfing podcast
John, what do you think?
John
Florence, he really stumbled down in Rio. Do you think he can regain it for the next leg of the tour?
Let's look at the top podcasts and let's see how we can make ourselves more like them. Number one, S-Town.
Oh, yeah.
Do we know anyone who's been murdered? I know some people have been murdered. Should I try to solve some crimes?
Oh, hashtag hoop idea. Over the summer, let's do a true crime segment where we investigate. We find some NBA crime and we investigate it on the internet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Has anyone been murdered or died?
Well, we'll look into it. I'm sure there's listeners. Get at us. Tell us if there's any sort of like NBA like shady mysteries. Like what happened to this guy?
Was it Jay Williams? No. What's his name?
I mean, there's all sorts of
stuff. The guy who shot his chauffeur.
Yeah, I think that's Jay Williams. I think that's solved. I think he shot the chauffeur.
I think
Jay Williams did it. The chauffeur was on the receiving end. No, but seriously, these playoffs, just when you thought they couldn't get any worse, the Celtics go and win a game. The most hated team. The only silver lining of the entire playoffs was the Celtics were going to get swept by the Cavs. And they have to go and win a game. And, of course, my least favorite player, Marcus Smart, has an all-time game. So... It just got even worse.
Did you guys watch the game?
No, of course not. I saw that.
I didn't watch it. I went to dinner.
Here's what I do. Here's what I do every. I take Kevin Durant's advice and I just don't watch because he said they're all blow up. If you don't like the blowouts, just don't watch. I said thank you, Kevin. I won't. If I was watching most of it up until the conference finals, and then with the conference finals, you know, I watched that first game, the first Spurs Golden State game. And then after that, I was like, well, this is not going to be a series. So I haven't watched any of those games. And then Cleveland-Boston, I usually like check the score and then it's over by the first quarter and then I'm done.
I will say what's been really nice of these.
I have an NBA podcast, by the way. And I just admitted to not watching.
Yeah. I would say what the best actual part of these last 2 weeks is that I haven't had to watch basketball. Right? It's like you spend the whole year watching basketball and you're like, you have your own team you're obsessed about. like, I work in basketball. I got to watch everything for work. Dan, you know what it's like. You know, mm-hmm. we're every day is Twitter or Reddit. You know, Matt, you're the same way. It's just nonstop. And it was like, ooh, I get like a nice little siesta. I kind of liked it. I was like, I don't have to watch this game. I know what happens.
But this may shock listeners, but I actually like watching basketball. So for me, it's been annoying. Like when I go home and I'm like, okay, I would like to put on a game, but the game's either no game or, you know, the game's over in like the first 15 minutes. So.
Yeah, I look at this as like, you know.
As a break.
As a break. It's like, let's just rest. Let's like, you know, the things that we need to get done, let's get done. And then let's get ready for this battle.
Dan, you work in sports media. Can you explain why the ratings are up?
No, I cannot.
Okay. What are you doing on this podcast?
I cannot do that. Because I can tell you that.
Because the ratings are up. Because we're all talking about how boring it is. But the ratings are up this year.
Because
I can't figure it out.
I would guess that the sports only crowd might be keeping it up just to block out politics. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you know what? And also it seems like the NBA isn't really competing. There's nothing else really going on.
Yeah,
there's the typical like politics stuff, but you know it's.
Yeah, no, this is the one time during the calendar year when the NBA literally has hegemony over everything. Yeah, yeah, like, there's nothing else going on except shitty early season baseball.
There's this thing called hockey, apparently.
I've
heard tell of another sport, but I honestly don't know. There's surfing. There was the Rio Pro. We got the Tahiti Pro coming up. Fiji's next, May 28th.
How do they even play hockey?
Can't wait.
Oh, my God. How is global warming affecting both hockey and surfing?
I don't know. Surfing's
more sharks in hockey. Yeah. That's how.
Yeah.
Seriously, I hate the Celtics team. I wish they would go away.
I'm kind of upset that...
They're the best team of sixth men ever assembled.
They really are.
Yeah.
If you want to be mad at anyone, I would be mad at the Wizards. Bereaving us.
Yes, I'd be mad at Scott Brooks for being an awful coach. They should have won that series.
They should have.
Do you think the finals are going to be any good?
They fucking better be.
Or we get our money back. I think it honestly might be a sweep. I think Golden State might sweep the Cavs.
I don't know what we're going to do.
We honestly might have to rebrand as a surfing podcast. John, you better start watching, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
Can I be on your surfing podcast if that happens?
We just found out you live near the beach, Dan.
Basketball is over if they sweep the Cavs. Like, we're just canceling
if that happens, I honestly think there's going to be some shady stuff going down this summer where... Like Silver tries to get Durant off the Warriors, where he's like, look, this is just not going to be fair for the next 2 years.
A delayed Chris Ball trade type of thing, exactly.
Oh, wow. We talked about it before. I think he needs
a delayed whistle.
He might step in and be like, yo, this has got to go.
No more pulling through on screen threes. No more fouls on that, and no more Kevin Durant to any good teams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Get him. I don't know. Send him somewhere. Send him to Brooklyn.
What would make you more upset as a fan if the Warriors win in a sweep,
right?
Or if Boston wins and beats the Cavs and then they get swept?
Well, the second one, because it's essentially the same outcome.
No, no, or sorry. What if Celtics win the whole thing?
I would prefer the Celtics to win the whole thing because I think that's kind of like that would mean like crazy stuff's happening.
That would be wild. That's true. Yeah.
That would be revelations level basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'd have to be a surf fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I would, either way, I'm becoming a pro, starting a surfing podcast.
Here's a question. Do you think last night's game with LeBron James, him having a bad game, does that change how you think the Warriors versus Cavs will play out?
No, because I always said it was going to be a sweep.
You also said that neither team were going to make the finals.
John, let's not bring up old stuff.
Okay? I like how you always say, like, I've always said.
I've always said since 2 weeks ago that
since the
last Warriors
pod.
Would sweep. I'm standing by my bad takes, basically.
God bless you.
Thank you. LeBron has been playing super well. So yeah, of course he's probably going to take a few games in the finals. But I do think a sweep is a distinct possibility because the Cavs haven't played anybody. It's like they look great, but they're playing like scrubs. Like the freaking Eastern Conference can't get its shit together. You know.
Is it that, or do you think? Well, I don't think the Warriors are playing anyone either.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Like. Kawhi's out. They haven't played Kawhi.
We'll find out 4 weeks from now when the finals start. Can't wait.
It's very exciting.
Do you think, Dan, do you think LeBron, the way he's been playing, has a shot?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is my thing. Whether it's rational or not, like at this juncture, if LeBron, like if you don't think like games like last night where LeBron had a quote unquote bad game, well, and everyone jumps
going
on him,
into last night, I said, yeah, LeBron James, he's better than Michael Jordan. After that game, I'm like, maybe he's the 30th best player.
30th best player. That's the fun and magic of LeBron James. One day he's literally God. He's Zeus on top of the mountain throwing lightning bolts. And the next day he's, you know, he's, I don't know, Tracy McGrady light. Like it's not good. But like at this point, if you don't think, okay, first of all, the Celtics didn't check LeBron James to 13 attempted field goals. Like if he had shot 20, if he put up 26 shots and came back with like 15 points, yeah, that's a bad LeBron James game. He deferred.
Mm-hmm.
He deferred. He wanted to see. Like at this point, if you don't think LeBron takes games like that and, you know, sits in the back seat and is like, all right, let's see if you kids can drive. Yeah, he can. He's at that level where he can literally just say, let's see what you guys can do. I think you guys are getting complacent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants them to get ready for the finals.
And people think that's crazy or that's like not something a professional would ever do.
But LeBron plays those games.
I think that's where LeBron's at right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think LeBron should just be like, all right, you scrubs, you lost this game 3 for us. Here's what I'm going to do. I don't want to go back to Boston. So I'm going to take that game off. I'm going to just rest here at home. I'm just going to take it to the extreme. I'm going to rest back home. You know, if there needs to be a game 6, I'll take that. But I'm sitting game 5 out.
I think he actually lost the game on purpose so that they can end it in Boston because he wants Stevens to get fired at home because he wants his last game.
Oh,
he's been
my
on the
God.
Hot seat. You know,
he's not.
That's a step above even what I was thinking.
That's the most petty. He's like, I want to see you get fired at home so that I can watch your whole family cry.
I'm thinking like coach level LeBron, like galvanize his teammates LeBron. You're thinking like GM commissioner LeBron.
Yeah. I'm
thinking trying to reshape the league via him literally snatching Brad Stevens' soul in front of a home crowd.
Yeah,
I love
especially
this.
His kids.
I love this. Yeah. I don't think
Does
it's Brad true.
Does Brad Stevens
I love
even
it.
Have any kids?
He's probably got something.
Right.
He's got something that loves him.
Let's not wait.
Brad Stevens got iguanas.
Yeah,
he's got cherished iguanas.
And he's going to personally invite Gordon Haywood to be there.
Yeah.
Hayward or Haywood?
Hayward to be there so that he can cry in front. And then afterwards, yeah, I want Hayward to
All
be
right.
Like,
well, do you guys got any draft takes? Because I've started like delving into the draft. John,
okay.
Philly, you're a Philly fan. You got the
yep.
number 3 pick. So have you started?
How's that feel?
It feels pretty good. It feels like...
Let me tell you why it shouldn't feel good.
Okay.
Because the guy you want is Malik Monk, and you could get him at 6. So you're either going to have
trade
to reach.
Down.
Yeah. I think trading down is the move for you.
Here's my hot take about...
If Hinkie was there, you could trade down.
Yeah, you could trade down
maybe,
and just
yeah.
get...
And
I
get
don't
the
know,
future
like,
Vince Carter
yeah.
and, like,
yeah.
you know, here's, maybe a Shaquille O'Neal.
A lot of people... Look, I'm not going to... say who I think if Monk is good or not. I do think he's really good, but this idea that people are like, you can't take him at 3 because it's a reach. I don't believe in reaches, right? Like Devin Booker at 3 would have been a reach, but guess what? He's better than most of these people. So I don't think there's a such thing as a reach.
No. That's
when,
what I'm saying.
When
I would take
the
Monk,
lottery.
But it's just kind of a shame that you move up all these places and you're just going to take the guy you would have taken at 6 anyways.
Yeah, but we have done that before. Where everyone's like, oh, with the Okafor deal, we're like, I want 3. So that way we don't have to pick one of the centers. But you never know. Like, are we positive that Boston won't take, like, Tatum or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to take Fultz.
Okay. Are we positive the Lakers aren't going to take Lonzo?
I'm 99% sure.
90? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'd rather be 3 than 5. Like, I don't
the
buy
Lakers are taking Lonzo.
Yeah, I think the Lakers.
They're taking Lonzo because Magic Johnson views like I guarantee he views running this company like a roller coaster tycoon.
Okay,
like manager who's like the guy to keep the fans happy coming through the aisles. Like, and if he doesn't get Lonzo, he's gonna be like, ticket sales are spiraling. Like, I'm so I love Magic Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so
well, also
happy
it's like,
for him.
Like Lonzo and both Lonzo and LaVar Ball keep talking about how much they love Magic, and I think it's just to, like, make sure they get drafted there. They keep saying like, "Oh, he's the best Laker. I love the way he plays. Like Lonzo patterned his game after you." So I think
You have a really you have a hot take about this draft class.
Yeah,
what? And it's centered around around one Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, so you started Matt.
Please, the people need to hear this.
I've been doing some research, and my hot take is this draft class is garbage. Ooh. Like all these guys,
garbage.
I watched the videos.
False. Garbage.
Garbage.
I watched the videos. I listened to like all the podcasts about these guys. Well, first of all, let me say something about draft experts. None of them know anything. All right,
because
here's what I've done. I go to a draft site or a draft guy, and I'm like, he's this guy. Or I look at an analytics guy model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what I always do is I look at what they said the year before.
Okay.
And they all look like idiots, all right? Nobody, I'm like, whoa, they nailed it, all right? Yeah. So I've only got 1 year back, so maybe they – and also, like, last year was a tough year. But, like, every single one, I'm like, man, this guy does not know. Every single one, man. You go look at their history. Yeah. There's, like, guys talking about how great Okafor is going to be and stuff.
That's true.
Or, like, how Jaylen Brown would be trash. So
that's true. He is trash, but
– I mean, he's technically trash, but he's – of the last draft class, he's pretty good. So.
Yeah, no, he's all right.
So no one knows anything, all right? It's a very inexact science. So I'm admitting that this is why you should trust me, dear listener.
Okay.
I'm admitting I know nothing. Therefore, my opinion is more valid because I'm at least honest with you guys, whereas all these experts who don't actually know anything are saying they know something. So
that's, I appreciate that honesty.
But I've delved into it, and none of these guys excite me except Lonzo Ball. Like, Lonzo,
here's
what I like about – okay, and here's another thing. When you're looking at these – it's a crapshoot, the draft, right? So who's like the only guy who's good at drafting is Jerry West. And the reason I think that is because what really matters in terms of whether a player becomes like a rotation player or a star is like this intangible like work ethic, like desire, killer instinct. And you can't really tell that unless you have it yourself. And I think Jerry West has it as himself. So he sees the guy and he's like, oh, this guy's like me. You know, that's how he knew Kobe would be good because he was like, oh, Kobe's just like me. He's a lunatic. So Jerry West can pick those guys who are going to put in that work to reach that next level. So my draft evaluation, I'm trying to figure out who those killer instinct guys are. That's basically – I do all pop psychology for my draft analysis.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
Jerry West is a monster.
He's a monster.
He's an emotionless, clinical monster.
But all these stars
and
are.
And it's so good.
All like, these guys – all
for
the
these
guys
exact
who,
purposes.
Like, mm-hmm. look at Kawhi Leonard. Like, is that guy – that guy's, like, barely a human being, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant is, like, a maniac.
Yeah.
LeBron James seems normal, but, like, hidden behind that visage is, like – is also an insane
there's Jerry
person.
West. There's
yeah, is
Jerry
a is a psychopath.
There. Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, you need a psychopath detector. Like, there's actually a psychopath.
I would argue a sociopath.
So whatever. I don't know the difference. Yeah. Come on.
Sure.
So what I see with Lonzo is that UCLA team wasn't that good, and he made him better.
Very
like,
true.
He has that intangible like point guard skill that Magic had, that Jason Kidd had, Steve Nash had, where he's going to elevate everybody. And I think that will translate, you know, there's all questions about all this other stuff, but I think that will translate to the pros.
Absolutely. I'm a huge Lonzo fan.
Yeah,
I've been
so
all
I like,
year long.
I'm Lonzo.
I'm team Lonzo.
I like Lonzo, and I think that shot's going to translate to, like, from what I've seen from, like, the whatever advanced analytics stuff. But every other player in this draft, when I, like, watch tape on them or, like, listen to people talk about them, they just seem like garbage to me. Like, they're not garbage, but they'll be, like, none of them will, be all-stars.
Yeah.
So give me a player and I'll tell you why he's trash.
So you didn't like, based off your reaction of killer instinct and all that, like you don't like someone like Dennis Smith Jr.
Dennis Smith Jr., all the knock on him is he has no work ethic. Didn't play defense. He got quit on that NC State team. Bad body language. I don't like that guy at all. Also, already tore an ACL. Come on, get out of here.
Okay. But he does play hard. He does yam.
No, he doesn't play hard. That's the thing.
Oh,
his team sucked. He plays hard when he needs to be. He has no defense.
That sounds like a psychopath to me.
No.
He only cares about himself.
Psychopath.
No emotions for his
teammates.
He's
a bad psychopath.
I don't need that.
Right?
That sounds like Kwame Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Any player. Any player, I'll tell you why they're trash, all right?
All right.
So, I have to play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Real quick
here
with Lonzo, because I like Lonzo. I do believe if you can shoot threes and facilitate in this league.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to be very at least fine.
Yeah, bring the hate. Bring the hate, hater.
But, you know, I have a colleague, one Dieter Kurtenbach, who is not sold on Lonzo, and he actually think Lonzo is going to tank in the NBA. I might be putting words in his mouth there. But he has no faith in Lonzo's ability to get that shot off.
NBA. Yeah,
because it's a long release and it starts low, and it, you know, that's well scouted. If there's anything anyone knows about Lonzo, is he's got a weird, goofy shot that takes a while.
It goes in all the time.
There's
a sports science video on this. The way Lonzo shoots, he hops back, so he generates space, And also, his range is such that he could shoot from way far out. So he can get it off by either shooting far away or creating that separation. That, so I don't think it's going to be a problem.
You don't think Avery Bradley getting up in his jersey will...
Also, here's the thing. What did I just tell you, man? He has the work. If that shot's not working, he'll rebuild it and it'll be good.
Yeah.
Lonzo's got this.
I do believe, and I know we've talked.
Feels like trying to re-engineer a
zebra.
Also,
hold on. Let me just mention something real quick. Super Hooper sponsored by the Big Brawler brand.
Oh, yeah. We're all
please go,
yeah, so we have
go buy some.
We're all wearing ZO2s right now
on
our heads.
Yeah.
Also, everyone, for all you haters out there, it's ZO2s, not ZO2s. All right. Come on, guys. Get it right.
Because ZO too wet. Did you hear that? Because of the ZO2 wets. Because he's like, ZO's too wet. How great is that? Just so good.
Yeah.
Dan,
you got any more hate? You got any more?
Let's be clear. That was devil's advocate.
I can't wait.
I've heard Peter talk about that.
You're just another one of those experts who next year I'm going to go pull up your tape and you're going to look like a moron too with your draft. Do you have to mock draft?
You're talking
for
about
Fox?
A guy who makes shirts exclusively about J.R. Smith, like shooting his like.
Yeah, Dan's
I
on
am,
our side. Dan's
I
on
am,
our
believe
side.
Believe me, of all people, I am on
to,
your
you
side.
You just have to try to rein me in.
Yeah.
I just hang around smarter people than me who bring these things up.
No, all the knocks on Lonzo are like he's not a good pick and roll player. Well, the Lakers might not play a lot of pick and roll.
Yeah,
and they play more of the Warrior system, which doesn't have pick and roll. And he's just a high IQ player. Like they're like, oh, he gets all his baskets on cuts, like easy shots, like cuts and open shots at the rim. Okay, yeah, great.
No, that's great. that's awesome. That's literally the best. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's going to translate. Well, he's smart.
We don't
like,
have confidence in his mid-range jumper.
Yeah, and I think he's still. His dad said he's still growing. His dad says he's now at 6'7".
I like the size. That's another thing I always look at. That's another thing I'm all about is the age. I like them young and I like the body.
like them young and big.
I like them young. Man, I came out wrong, but
did it though?
No, all right. Yeah, it's the truth.
I like him young and long.
Young, long.
Young, light skin.
Oh, I don't care about that. John, don't try to drag me into something that might be in trouble.
Don't bring me into your eugenics movement.
Yeah. You got any other draft takes?
LaMelo the most.
Oh, right.
There's a middle one. People.
Yeah, I scouted all of them. LiAngelo, I think, is the middle
LiAngelo.
One. Yeah,
LiAngelo.
I scouted. So people think LiAngelo, the middle one, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but they think he's the worst.
He's swarthy.
Yeah. But I think he's just a shooter. Like, he's a scorer.
I've literally not watched a second of that kid's tape. I should.
He probably should play.
I watched them all. I went on a draft deep dive.
No, did you?
After I determined that all the players were trash, I scattered all the Ball Brothers.
So.
Got deep in the balls.
Yeah, I got deep in the balls. I got balls deep in balls.
Oh, yeah. God.
Jeez. What do you want?
No, it's true. Yeah. What do you guys think of De'Aaron Fox? Which we'll get to later. But he's a controversial.
I like him
prospect.
A lot. I like him. He's the guy who I like him and Malik Monk the most of the other guys. But De'Aaron Fox can't shoot. And I have some other reasons for not liking him. But actually, let's just get to it now. You want to do it now? All right, so get at me, dog. Get at me, dog.
Speaking of De'Aaron Fox.
Yep, this week we did De'Aaron Fox because he seems to interact with people. For those of you listening to this for the first time, the way this game works is we tweeted NBA players and score points if they respond to us. All right, so my tweet to De'Aaron Fox was, "Hey, De'Aaron Fox, my girl calls you De'Aaron Foxy. So I'm praying the Lakers don't draft you. Not about to lose my girl."
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Baiting.
I thought it was a good tweet because he'd be like, look at it, and he'd be like, ooh, this girl likes me. You know.
He was probably like, ooh. Yeah,
that's Ellen DeGeneres' significant others for
yeah,
tweets.
Ellen DeGeneres' wife?
For the listeners who don't know what I look like Ellen DeGeneres.
According to Andrew Bogut.
According to everyone.
And Ellen DeGeneres is lovely.
Very lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
She pulls
some hot girls.
Yeah, so maybe
much
he was
like
ooh, Ellen.
Matt has wonderful eyes.
Yeah.
Wonderful blue eyes.
Yeah, there you go.
For the record, I think Bill Simmons looks way more like Ellen DeGeneres than I do. So
if you're
looking at a man.
Don't try to change the subject.
If you're looking for a man who looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Right. Don't Ellen shame.
Yeah, don't Ellen shame.
What was your tweet, John?
Okay. So his name is Swipe at the Fox?
Yeah, his handle is Swipe at the Fox.
Sure.
So I went that way. I said, hey, at Swipe Swipe of the Fox. Is it Swipe of the Fox or Swipat He Fox or S Weepa Thef Ox? Maybe a little clarification for us UK fans.
Mm. Did you get a response?
Oh, well, let's see what Dan tweeted first.
Oh, you tweeted Dan?
I did not, actually.
Oh, you did not? Okay, no. I didn't get a response. Did you just hear what I said? It's horrible.
That's why I was setting it up so I could be like shocking that you didn't get a response.
It was a very busy day today, and I didn't get
it. John, what was that tweet, man?
I really don't know.
Negative points?
I was literally walking at work with my laptop trying. It was bad.
I feel like maybe you should have been medicated as a child. Should I try something else?
The one I wanted to do was... See, I wanted to do something like Fox with three X's.
Right.
And say, because you nasty.
You got a good beginning.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have a feeling that Matt's winning the long-standing get at me tally.
Do you guys have a scoreboard? Well, yeah. I think I'm ahead because I have like three or four who've responded to me.
You did get the Ellen one, which should count for a thousand.
I did 2 weeks in a row where I had responses. But one of the weeks I had a response, I forget who it was. It was the guy on the Nets. The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie. It was a crazy week.
Yeah.
Let me regale you with the tale.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Spencer Dinwiddie responded to all three people on the pod.
Yeah, it was a trifecta.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Peternick.
So I actually lost that week because he only faved mine and he responded to the other
two. He retweeted. So it's a close. It's close. You might have a slight edge, but it's not. I don't know.
I've gotten four responses. You've gotten two. I don't know. I got your good score.
Anyways,
I didn't get a response, which is why I don't like De'Aaron Fox anymore.
I
had him highly rated on my draft board, and okay. I dropped him. I dropped him to number 15 because he didn't respond to it. Because I thought that was a great tweet. I was like, oh man, I got this one. I got it in the bag.
Yeah.
So not a fan. Sorry.
You guys need help.
We do. Well, Dan, you tweeted NBA players every week for a year. And tell us how many responses you get. Actually, you can join in.
We should all tweet at Dion Waiters. We'll have a response in roughly 5 minutes.
Oh, really? He always responds?
He responds to anything.
If
you say something nice.
Okay.
Like when he did the Players Tribune.
The best piece of writing ever written.
It was amazing.
Wasn't it good?
I want my gravestone to be like 15 feet wide or something, just so I could, or tall, so I could just have the entire article just printed.
Honestly,
as that.
So if you know what we're talking about a Players Tribune article that Dion Waiters wrote about himself, which is my favorite article, I think, in the history of basketball.
It's so great.
I said they should make a TV show out of it. I said like there should be a TV show about Dion Waiters' life, like from when he was a kid, like each season is a year in his life.
I agree. It could be an HBO series.
It's like The Wire meets, I don't know, Dion Waiters.
Yeah.
Sounds like The
Wire
thing.
Meets Pootie Tang.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be amazing.
Meets Don't Be a Menace. Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right. Rolling right along. Next segment, headlines. This is where we just read headlines from the newspaper.
From the actual news.
From AP Wire. All right. So, first one, LeBron, after game one, I believe. He said, I feel like shit right now, but as soon as I get some vino in me, I'll be fine. LeBron's favorite wine? Merlot of HGH.
Ooh.
Headlines. All right.
There it is. Now you got it.
Hot soup.
All right.
Just start yelling. Our job is to yell stuff.
It came out that the Atlanta Hawks offered four first-round picks for Paul George. The trade fell apart when George demanded they change their name to the Atlanta Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh!
Headline. Wants to play for the Lakers.
It's Magic Johnson. Hearing tweeting rumor. Like a golden retriever.
Students. There was a group of students that got out of final by having Kobe retweet them.
Oh.
Said the teacher, they learned a valuable lesson. A strong social media presence is way more important than intelligence. And learning.
Kobe! No.
Headline.
Wow, there's a little professor in that one.
They
wow.
followed up Kobe. With the students 20 years from now, and the students said, we're all horrible people. Anyway, sorry.
Headline. The final was math.
The New York Knicks are interested in Pablo Prigioni for an assistant coach job.
Oh, really? Not a player.
So I guess you should call him Pablo Triangeloni. That one works better on the page. Works better on the page.
Just headlines.
Reading it, not so much. Oh.
Phonetics, a bitch.
LeBron James was awarded the J. Walter Kennedy Prize for Citizenship and Community Service. The committee cited his impressive humanitarian efforts of adopting as his children the entire Eastern Conference.
Oh.
Headline.
Saucy.
Headline.
Headline.
That's it. That's all the headlines.
That's it?
Yeah.
Bad conference.
All right. You couldn't tell I actually edited out the bad ones.
Did you really?
There were two that I just...
You actually held your tongue on some of those.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear the two.
So I deleted
the Pablo
Triangeloni. I think there was one about...
So there was one worse than Pablo Triangeloni.
Triangeloni.
See, it's tough. It's tough.
What was that?
There was one about Luke Walton getting the second round pick.
No, say them verbatim, please.
Or something. I don't know. Because the Lakers have got a second-round pick for the past 3 years. But they always draft
busts. Pablo Triangeloni made it all through.
Right. Shout-outs and beefs.
Shout-outs and beefs.
Shout-out to KP. We were talking about this offline. KP still mad at the Knicks.
Yeah.
So shouts to him. Yeah. He met with our good friend Giannis. Or Phil met with KP's brother Giannis, who... Whose phone number I have.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Should I text Johnny Sportzingis and ask him how the meeting went with Phil?
I think you should.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'd be worthless if you
I'm sure I'd be something. Just blocked immediately.
Yeah.
Do you think that they trade KP, though? Do you think Phil trades KP?
Oh, no.
No?
It's the one thing he's done right.
I know, but doesn't
he doesn't like to talk about it, but it's the one
relationship,
thing he's done right.
The relationship seems so bad, though. It's like... They had this meeting, the brother and Phil, that seemed like nothing got resolved. KP skipped down the exit meetings. KP's mad about the direction of the franchise. I mean, I don't know. If you got a disgruntled star.
Eh. What are you gonna do about it?
Come on, I'm trying to stir the pot. I'm trying to get him off the Knicks.
KP wants more than he hates Phil, he wants to be the Knicks savior because he loves the Knicks.
Right, and so what is he doing? He's like, I'm trying to get Phil fired.
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
I think he's sowing his oats. He's finally like realizing what he is and what he means to this franchise.
I was saying this last week. Every star has gotten a coach fired. Every star was like, I can't win with coach. Bring me a new coach. KP's basically doing this with a GM. He's like, I can't win with this GM. I mean, because Phil is essentially the coach too, like forcing the triangle on.
Yeah. No, I absolutely like get Phil fired. That would be a legendary. He's already a Knicks legend. He'll be a double Knicks legend if he gets Phil fired.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Actually, that's true. Wow. If like James Dolan's like, you know
what? That's a title in itself. Like, yeah. That's a ring right there.
He would be like, yeah.
You get a statue.
He'd be.
That's Melo status immediately.
Yeah. Already. Well, already. He's already more popular than Melo if you talk to any Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. Well, what team are you a fan of?
I'm a fan of the... What are they called again? The Magic? Orlando.
Oh, how's that going?
Orlando.
Is
the theme park team.
On the most hopeless teams is... What are the power rankings? Are the Magic number one?
Yeah.
Kings are one.
Kings are one? Do you think Kings and... what are more hopeless? Ooh. Kings, Nets, or Magic?
Or Knicks.
See, here's the thing. I think the Magic are actually the most hopeless because I think the Nets have a good coach and GM. And the Kings, I like...
You don't like Frank Vogel?
I like Vogel. I actually like Vogel.
Vogel's pretty good.
But I don't really trust... I guess you guys don't have a GM yet, so...
We still have Rob Hennigan. Is he still there? Is he?
No,
he
they got fired. He got fired. He got fired like the morning after the season.
I'm the worst Magic fan you'll ever talk to.
Right.
Because I'm the most, like... It was one of those things. I grew up rooting for players. I was a huge Tracy McGrady fan. Mm. I got the T-Max. I had the blue and whites. And, I lived in Florida for like high school and all this stuff, but like I've always been a players type of guy. I got to the point though, like in my maturity as a fan, that I realized like, oh, I got to stake some ground here, or else like I'm not gonna like
when people ask like what team you're
exactly.
fan of,
I was just like,
you can't just be like me and be like, oh, I'm a Lakers fan, but not really. Yeah, like only when they're good.
Who's your team?
That's like, what you should
Vince
do.
Carter in 2001 exactly. Like,
Dan, you need to join my side and just be a fan of the Magic when they're good.
Yeah, we'll see.
I might have to wait a while.
Yes, sure.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm doing the opposite because, like, I'm banking on, like, I tell enough people along the way that I've been a Magic fan. People remember later when, like, statistically they have to eventually be good, hopefully.
Right.
And I can be like, yeah, I've been a fan this entire time. Maybe I shouldn't be telling people my plan.
That's all right. That's all right. No one listens to this.
Just us.
Like, yeah, they're a special sort of hopeless because they're A, forgotten, B, make terrible choices, and like C, again forgotten. Like they're in a bad conference. They're at the bottom of a bad conference. They're not the worst team, but they're like it's. There's almost an allure to the Nets because people talk about the Nets.
Yeah, Nets
like,
are in
they're
Brooklyn.
Like, oh, the
they're
Nets,
cool.
It's like, funny. It's tragic. Yeah. Like their much vaunted pick means nothing. Like,
yep.
They did all this work for nothing. But like people don't even like. like, they don't, they can't even stomach talking about the Magic for more than, like, I'm already getting tired of talking about the Magic right now, because they just misuse, they tried to build an entire team out of power forwards.
They really tried.
I wanted, like, just Bismack, Biyombo. I wanted, like, the team to at least just go full, like, full cowbell and start, like, four power forwards, like, Aaron Gordon as point and, you know, Vooch as the only center.
Yeah.
And just Bismack, Biyombo probably be, like, shooting guard or something like that.
I feel like with the Brooklyn team, you look at them and you go, it's probably none of any of your guys' faults.
Yeah.
Right? The people there now, you're like, you guys are in a bad
spot.
There's hope.
King really screwed us, but
Jay Z hates you now. Like,
yeah, you're in
a lot
spot,
of bad things have happened.
Yeah, but you're trying.
Yeah, they're like 76ers light right now. They're trying to get their feet.
Yep.
There's no.
Yeah.
And the Magic are trying to do that, but it's in such like a primordial early stage that it's so bad.
So bad.
Now what happened to Hazonia? Because we had such hope for Hazonia.
White swish.
We talked about this like a year ago.
Yeah,
we said this guy.
We talked about this. Yeah,
he's
the
next
J.R.
Smith, man.
Yeah.
And what is it, is there still hope for Hazonia?
No.
Because here's what I was. I want them to move.
Short answer, no.
Okay, I want them to move Hazonia and the number 6 pick to Philly for the number 3 pick.
That would never happen.
What? Okay.
No, Hazonia's horrible.
But maybe not though. Maybe he's just been in a bad situation. Come on. What if he isn't?
You don't move up
John,
three spots.
What if he isn't?
You don't move up threes. You don't go from 6 to 3 for.
You're just gonna take Monk anyways. Just do it. Get Hazonia.
You could trade back, but you'd get more than Mario Hazonia.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, they traded Saric. I mean, they traded up with Orlando, and they got a first round pick back.
All right, but that was Hinkie. I don't know. Anyways, what about this trade that's been going around the internet, John? This Philly trade.
Oh, I'm beefing. I got beef.
This what is? Yeah.
So there's been this.
He's got beef.
It's more of a hypothetical, but someone posted. I think Bodner posted it too, not his. But the idea that the Sixers would trade the number 3 pick, Dario Saric, and then next year's Lakers pick to move up to number 1 to draft Fultz. And here's what I'm beefing with. I think we need to stop pretending that Markelle Fultz is this like definite all-star great player.
Yeah, you guys didn't ask me about it in my draft research. He's trash, all right? Let me tell you why. First of all, I already talked about last week. Super round, chubby face. There's no star that had a round, chubby face
besides Barkley.
Antoine Walker was trash.
The only
superstar without an angular face is Charles Barkley. All
Shaq.
Right?
Shaq had a big face.
No, Shaq was chiseled, man. When Shaq was skinny, he
Paul
was
Paul Pierce?
Chiseled. Paul Pierce sucked, all right?
Hall of Famer with the ring.
All right. Yeah, he had to use a wheelchair to get that ring.
Eric Gordon, big old round face.
No, Eric Gordon's chiseled as fuck too, man.
Matt knows he likes him young.
Exactly. I'm talking about like some definition in the face, right? Have you seen Markelle Fultz's face? It's like a pumpkin, man. Have you seriously seen
it? It is pretty round.
Like if I show you this is what we have to go on. It's such a crapshoot, but this is what we have to go on. If I showed you his face, you're like, that's not an NBA star. There's no way that's an NBA star.
I'd probably agree to that.
Also, like,
this is the day shift manager at In-N-Out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Wow.
And
this is slanderous.
Dude, his team sucked. Like, if you're so good, why does your Washington team suck? Like, can someone explain this to me? Like, is there a precedent for like an all-star in college whose team was just awful? Come on, Dan, you're right about basketball.
I mean, that's
Durant's Texas team.
OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby.
Future Hall of Famer.
Kawhi Jr.
Was Kawhi's San Diego State team made the tournament, right?
They always do that.
And I think that Kawhi team was good, and then also Kevin Durant's team made the tournament. Like Markelle Fultz's team.
That was
good.
A real outlier. Like Texas being good with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, no,
that's
what I'm saying.
That's
at least
Kevin Durant
weren't even
that
good. They were just okay. Like, but a star should be able to, especially the point guard. I mean,
Isaiah Thomas in the Huskies.
Did they make the tournament?
I don't know.
I think they did. I think they were good with them.
Well, it might be interesting. 2 years in a row, the
was
number one pick.
Was Russ's UCLA team any good?
They underachieved, but I think they made the final
four.
They
had Kevin Love also.
They had Kevin Love and Westbrook. Yeah. In retrospect, they should have been way better, but I think they made the final four.
Yeah. Don't fact check me. It might be 2 years in a row that the number one pick didn't make it to the
tournament. Yeah, and Ben Simmons isn't good either, John.
No, Ben Simmons is good.
We're not going down that road.
We know he's good.
We're not going down that road.
And I kind of agree with you with Fultz. Like, I think he's going to be really, really good, and he might be an all-star, and he might be really good, but he's not that good. Because if he was that good, he would be...
Because the Washington team would be good.
I wouldn't say necessarily good, but at least they'd be like, eh. Like, he didn't... Did they even make the NIT?
Who knows?
Like,
I don't
Simmons'
know
team
about
at least
I gave
made
up
the
up
NIT.
On college basketball
this is a really informed discussion.
Yeah.
But look, here's all you need to know. If this guy is the best player, his team wasn't one of the 64 best college teams in the country. And he's got a super round face. So that was a red
two red flags.
Flags.
Two
red
flags.
Giant red flags.
Here's what I
round
will
say. Round red
flags. Lonzo Ball is the truth.
Here's what I will say, because your team not being good is very old man, like, beat writer hot take.
Yeah, I know. I'm an old man beat writer right now.
Yeah.
Except that I'm all about LeVar Ball.
I know, right?
He's wearing ZO2s on his
head. Yeah.
No,
you're an old man beat writer that's still about the culture, though.
Right.
Yeah, that's who you
are. I still know what a Migos is.
Yeah, one Migos. excuse me, sir. Can I have one Migos, please?
I could identify Migos in nature,
yeah.
in the wild.
I was
Migos.
I was,
Migos. Not. I like their face better than Markel Fultz.
Very
true. They got a shot.
They have
NBA.
A shot at success.
What Matt is the male Katy Perry on stage, appreciating Migos.
Hey, yeah. I'll take the male Katy Perry over the male.
Also dancing like he's discovering his own body for the first time.
Katy Perry can't dance. She needs to cut that out. She's an awful dancer. I like Katy Perry, but she can't dance.
It's like she was in Loose, like, what was it? Carbonite. She was struggling through carbonite.
She had a dusting of carbonite on her.
She looked like she was fighting an unseen force.
John, the trade is, what's the trade?
The trade would be
the Saric, number three pick, Saric, and next LA year's Lakers.
To move up.
Come on. That's some Boston homers right there floating that trade.
I would just say, at that point, just draft either Dennis Smith Jr. or Monk, who has a good shot of being better than Fultz.
Right?
And then also keep Saric or trade him later for
also,
something else.
Also, next year's, I think next year's draft is going to be good.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't
know. I don't know anything about it, but I know this year's draft is trash. So.
Yeah. So I would say, like,
you know, you might not get informed takes, but you're going to get honest takes here.
Exactly. That's what we specialize in.
Unlike other years, like, I think, like, you know, the Anthony Davis year, you were like, oh, Anthony Davis is going to be a stud, and everyone after him is going to be bad. Then, yeah, sell the farm to trade.
Sell the farm for Anthony Davis.
But
actually not, because, you know, he has some other problems.
This draft is like, yeah, you have seven or eight people that could be just as good as the next guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just
it's top heavy, but there's, like, a plateau of top talent.
Yeah.
And then it drops.
Exactly. And then it drops. But in that seven range, like, you don't know. No one can convince me that Malik Monk won't be better than Fultz.
Well, we were talking about this off air. Like, when's the last time you heard, like Poitras, Alex Poitras might be the worst Kentucky guy who saw the floor at UK that I can think of that's in the NBA and, like, not a valuable role player at least.
Yeah. And
he's always a good bet.
We're saying basically the Sixers, every Kentucky guy plays in the league.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Every Kentucky guy that
And not
that
only
was
that, contributes.
Contributes
to a team.
Pretty much, I can't think of any of them that aren't.
Like, if Darren Fox.
Alex Poitras is
the only one.
Like, if Darren Fox learns to shoot. If Darren Fox learns to shoot. He'll be better than Fultz.
Yeah, I had a lot of faith in him. Like, I thought, like, he had those intangibles until he didn't respond to my tweet.
Then you know. Well, what if the reason he wasn't was because he was, like, you know, like, doing something cool?
Maybe.
Like, what if he was, like, riding dirt bikes? What if he texted, he tweeted you back right now? Hey, man, sorry, I've been banging chicks riding dirt bikes.
If he texted me back, he's like, I was learning how to shoot, Matt. Sorry.
Sorry, Matt. I was watching YouTube how to shoot. I was watching Coach Nick videos.
I was in Saudi Arabia grabbing the orb, hoping to steal the Monstar powers.
I was reading up on the Civil War. Yeah. Hey, Matt, did you know about this?
These guys try to come up with Civil War takes before the show. Come on, guys. Shout out to you, Dan, for your shirt, though. So you have this was like a month ago this thing went huge.
Yes.
So you have a shirt on that's Vince Carter from the famous Vince Carter dunk where he dunked over the French guy in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So you have that's the top part, and in the bottom part instead of the French guy, he's dunking on Trump.
Yeah.
So and this shirt was like blew up, right?
Yeah, I shout out to Amara Baptiste, former colleague at Fox Sports, who's now a social media manager, organizer, not an intern at at the Memphis Grizzlies. And I made this shirt. I just had the idea because I was really angry and I wanted to donate to the ACLU when, you know, they're like trying to take people's rights away and deport like people for not being white from this country. And they don't really tell you that, like, you know, you don't get paid all the money when you get into sports. So I was like, I don't have like a shitload of extra money. I want to make something that maybe could raise some money. Like, this was my contribution.
Yeah.
And it sold a few. Like, it was out there for like 3 or so weeks in like February. And then I hit up Amara,
who works with the Grizzlies,
and I was like, hey, maybe you could get one into Vince's hands. It would mean a lot. And I sent it out, and she's like, got it. I'll see what I can do. And I didn't hear back for like a couple weeks. And I'm like, I figure one day maybe I'll get a text. Like, I gave it to Vince. I left it in his locker. Like, he said thanks. I get a video back of Vince holding up the shirt and talking, saying he'd wear it, and like, this is really cool. And he's like, I know it'll stir up some controversy, but, you know, I'll wear it, thanks. And I like had all the emotions and like had to change my drawers like immediately.
So Vince Carter, who's on the shirt, like, was like talking about the shirt.
And, yeah, he talked about the shirt.
Do you ever see him wearing it? Or
I actually have not seen a photo of him wearing it. I don't know if he ever will, but he's got a couple of them, and he's
and then after that, it sold a bunch, right?
Yeah. We've sold over 1,000, I believe.
Wow.
We raised about, I want to say, a little over $4,000, I think, for charity. For the ACLU. It's because Vince Carter is a fucking legend. And he was, like, super gracious.
Well, it's a dope shirt. I mean, it's a great shirt. It's Vince Carter dunking on Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's a great shirt. Like, the idea was just, like, what is my favorite thing and what is my least favorite thing right now? How can I marry these two together?
Well, you need to, if somehow you could get J.R. Smith on the shirt. You got a J.R. Smith, the Trump shirt?
I don't have a J.R. Smith shirt one coming. I will say this. I'm working on an AI step over one. The only question is, do we go with Trump as Tyron, as Lou, or do we go with a Paul Ryan? I think I'm leaning Trump.
I'm going with the classics.
Going with the classics.
Well, I mean, hopefully he won't be president for that much longer, so you'll have to go with Pence, maybe.
Yeah, but then it'll be like
Pence doesn't quite have the juice.
Then it'll be like a throwback.
It'll be seven over him and mother.
Yeah.
Mother. Mother wife.
Speaking of stuff that we've made, I'm going to shout out.
Yeah, you guys made some dope stuff.
I made a fifth episode of Spurs Special Forces. I'm not shouting that out, but check it out.
I'm so jealous of Matt's ability to make cool fucking.
But check it out if you haven't. What I'm shouting out is this dude in the comments freaking shot his shot. So some girl named Angela commented.
Yes.
And like in her picture, she's pretty cute. And then this guy Stephen Cheney, he comments, "Hi Angela, I'm a friend of Daniel Quintero's. Get at me."
Whoosh!
In the comments.
Pull up.
Using my video to shoot his shot. Nice.
You're like a Miss Connections board.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
These two, when Steven and Angela, when you get married, I'll come to the wedding or something.
You know, Matt,
children will be shooting guards.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, Charles.
I got beef with a little Reddit user named Reddit a Matt Hill, because I was on that Spurs Reddit and I saw a comment about the Charles Barkley voice and that's my voice. And the commenter Matt Hill said he had to do the voice because he didn't know anyone who does a Charles Barkley.
John, thanks for proving
very,
my point.
For very disrespectful to it.
So in the video, Charles Barkley's in the video.
Caught you, Matt. That's
and
so
I did the voice myself.
Ugh.
Yeah, John was mad that I didn't ask him to do it. But the truth is, actually, this is really boring for everyone out there. But the truth is, with impressions, they're really hard to get right. And so actually doing them yourself when you're making a video if you can kind of do impressions is the best, because I can like work on it for hours. Like I can, but I can do take after take
I
after
need
take
to work
after
on
take.
It.
Yeah, no. See, John.
Listen, Matt.
See, John. I would like go record Matt. You. I would go record you, and then I come home and I listen to it. And be like, great. And
Matt,
I got to go back and record him because it's garbage.
Race is the number one thing I've had to deal with in my adult life. This disrespect of my podcast partner, not liking my voice, is the number two thing.
Oh my God.
That and churros.
See, you didn't even do the churros right. You gotta watch the tape of him saying churros.
Did you listen to your voice? Okay, fine. I'm done. No more.
I got a lot of props on my Charles Barkley impression. I got a lot of props, John. A lot of props.
Did you though?
Lots. I will admit, though, that anybody who didn't like it probably isn't going to be like, yo, I hated your Charles Barkley. So, selected sample.
I did think Feudernick Shaq was really good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's a good Shaq. It's a good Shaq. It's actually really good.
But good job with the video. The video's
good
really
Shaq.
Thank you. But I didn't want to talk about the video. I just want to shout out the guy in the comments.
I didn't want to talk about the video, but I talked about the
just
video.
Just setting up love.
You know, just, you know, whatever.
It's people helping people. Hey,
last
shoot your
out.
Shot, man. Shout out to
me. Last shout out for me, J.R. Smith. Did you see? Do you know what I'm shouting out, Dan? You're the number one JR expert.
No. Go ahead.
Did you see when the Celtics fans were like talking shit to him, and then he just did the sweep motion?
No,
oh,
I missed
no,
it.
That's great.
Oh man, he just like the Celtics fans are talking shit, and he just like does like the sweeping broom motion. Yeah,
that's
so good.
It's great. JR.
That's amazing.
Yeah, King stays the king.
What else? I got one quick shout out. There's a movie on Netflix for people who want to watch a movie. It's called Don't Think Twice. Have you seen that?
Oh, is it good? I heard a lot of good things about
it's
it.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's about improv.
Yeah.
You've done improv, right?
I used to be in an improv group with person Randall Park.
Oh,
so
really?
Me and Randall used to do improv together. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Where?
We were, I'd say, equally funny in the group. We were both kind of the co-stars of the group.
Co-stars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you, though?
No, we were.
Probably not.
It really was just Randall. And the audience would always be like, how come, who are all these other guys? Why are they even doing stuff?
Yeah.
Actually, it was Randall and this guy, Rick, who were both really, really good.
Oh, okay. If you got a chance to watch a movie, it's pretty good. It's not like a fun movie. It's kind of the sad life of like people thinking they can make a career out of improv because you probably can't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good. Check it out. My friend Kate McCucci's in it.
Oh, dang, you know
Kate?
Oh, I know. Kate's one of my oldest friends.
We'll have to talk about her off pod.
Well, that's creepy. I think anything you want to say about her, you should be able to put
say
your name behind
pod.
It. I think you should be on.
I don't want to be on record.
You want these statements on pod.
Yeah, this sounds very weird.
I mean,
should we wrap this up?
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything bad about it.
You basically implied you were.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
Oh,
like,
you know her? Oh,
I was
turn this mic off. So
I think she's super fine. All right. I think she's super fine. That's all I was going to say.
Super fine.
I like her type. I like her. Anyways.
Turn off the pod and have to sink further into this beanbag chair.
Yeah.
Tell
us about Kate McCucci.
Yeah,
tell
some lint in my belly button.
What is so, John, what does Kate McCucci smell like?
Oh, my God.
Would you say floral notes?
I can't.
Was it more earthy?
Really can't bring this up.
John, should have known better.
All right.
Should have known better than to bring up that you knew someone super fine. little
stop.
Foxy lady.
Stop saying that. Can you stop? Oh, my God.
John, I will trade you Giannis Porzingis' phone number for Kate McCucci's phone number.
When Matt isn't using his spouse to get basketball players' attention on Twitter, he is a lurking.
A lurking
and a lurking.
Kate McCucci tumblers.
Oh, my God.
You learned HTML exclusively.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
All right. I think that's probably good.
Yeah, I think we should definitely stop now.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan Carson.
Thanks,
yeah,
Dan,
you're
for
always,
coming on.
Always
appreciate
great.
It. Oh, get your shirt. Where can I get the shirt?
You can find my shirt. There's a link pen tweet on my Twitter account at the top of the page at the Dr. Carson. It's TeePublic. If you look up Vince Carter, it should come up. Or, you know. Vince Carter dunks on Trump. It's called Half Man, Half a Nation.
Ooh, good name. Good name. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Also, shout out Drazen Petrovic.
Ooh, nice.
Just
always.
Flat.
Just flat.
Just right.
Just like that.
All right. Until next week. Keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
Have you ever been to a volcano when it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers. Can you take it? Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall!
Super Hoopers!
franchise player, and we in here talking about practice.
Super Hoopers! That's terrible.